Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday, the 27th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's market and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 339 points today, 2.9%. It closed at 12,208, the first time above 12,000 since the first days of August. A new plan for financial stability in Europe is behind much of that jump, but it also helped that economic growth, July to September, also known as GDP, came in at a not-too-shabby 2.5%. If there's going to be a new recession, it didn't start in the third quarter. S&P 500 up 42 points, 3.4%. NASDAQ up 87 points, 3.3%. The 10-year bond yield is up to 2.38%. Now back to Europe. If you stare long enough at the contraption European leaders cobbled together overnight to stop the Greek financial mess from spreading, it starts to take on the shape, at least, of a bazooka. That's the way players in financial markets saw it today, a device that might have the firepower to stop the instability caused by the notion that some countries no longer pay back their debts. But don't mistake the blueprint for the thing.
Oh, this is well short of a bazooka, and at best, it's the design of something sort of like a bazooka. And it's not even that detailed a design at this point.
Douglas Elliott is a veteran investment banker who's now a fellow at the Brookings Institution. There's a dramatic moment during the summit last night where, according to reports, the chief representative of Europe's banking industry got called in before the assembled heads of state and offered a choice. Do you want to get half the money back on your Greek bonds, or do you want nothing?
You know, this is theoretically a voluntary restructuring of the Greek bonds. But it's about as voluntary as when somebody sticks a gun in your face and gives you the choice of your money or your life.
So going into this, late yesterday afternoon, we were calling around to some experts, and there was a lot of pessimism that anything could be achieved at this meeting. Something was achieved, it sounds like.
Look, a lot was achieved here, but we don't know how much is the truth. For instance, there is still a chance that the Greek debt restructuring won't actually fly.
Today, however, if you take a look at the reaction in part to what's happened in Europe overnight in the financial markets, somebody's been somewhat reassured.
Oh, absolutely. Look, first of all, I do think distinct progress was made, but I don't think we've got the thing solved. And the markets seem to be responding in a way consistent with that. There's clearly at least a relief rally here, because if they hadn't announced anything, this would have been disaster for the markets and eventually disaster for our economies.
Douglas Elliott at Brookings. And a dram of history on the day the S&P 500 went up 3.4%. Still two trading days left in October, but the S&P is up 13.5% so far and currently on track for the strongest month since a crazy October in 1974. Time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. Happy days are here again. If you are the oil company ExxonMobil, our pulse was quickened today after Exxon said it earned $10.33 billion in the last quarter. That's $112 million of profit a day. Exxon shares up 1% today. And the market is thinking the world will need even more oil, given the fresh economic growth figure out today in the U.S. Price of crude up 4% today. Check out ExxonMobil numbers and see how we're tracking the pulse of the economy. Go to the website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.